Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Time to get hog wild. That's right, Chris Chappleton in the house, ready for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We're going to let the smoke roll tonight. What's up, barbecue world? Glad to be here. Just another blessed day to be live. Beautiful here in Tennessee today. It's, you know, a day alive is a beautiful day, regardless. You know, I'm so proud to be right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Talking barbecue to all my friends across the country. You know, this barbecue community is phenomenal. It is a community, not a community, community. I'm telling you, it is just so wonderful to be a part of such a great thing as this barbecue world, the passion, the friendships, the bonds you make across the nation. It's just remarkable. I greatly appreciate every friend I have. And, you know, I love sharing barbecue stories, sharing barbecue pictures on Facebook. We let the smoke roll every day. We're doing something. We're cooking something up. We're just having a great time. And right here every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, in the house right here on Barbecue Superstars, blogtalkradio.com. Spread the word, guys. Share the post. let's get people in here. Let's talk a little smack. Let's talk. Let's let the smoke roll and talk some barbecue. That's what it's all about. Before we get started, I do have to give a big shout out to all my sponsors. You know, guys, you know what it's what I'm talking about when we talk sponsors. It's very important to have them. I'm very thankful to have the people in my sponsor family helping me. It's just very important to have a relationship like that. I greatly appreciate every sponsor, whether they sponsor me or sponsoring someone else. You know, it's all about helping the barbecue sport. And you know what? These people are out here making these products, just trying to keep it all going. And I tell you what, it's a mighty fine thing they're doing. So whether they sponsor you, sponsor me, sponsor another team, give them a big thank you, shake their hand, and tell them you appreciate what they're doing for the barbecue world. Big shout out, Frontier Charcoal. I'm always saying now, letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. I'm using lump charcoal. It's producing the heat. It's giving me a burn time in my big old homemade custom built monster pit. It gives me the heat I need and the flavor I want. So you give a big shout out to Frontier Charcoal. If you see a bag right there at Lowe's, Walmart, wherever, pick a bag up, try it out. It's just it's good stuff. I like it. I am using it, and I'm going to continue to use it. Green Mountain Grills, got to give Jason and all the gang right there at Green Mountain Grills a big shout-out. You know, they're a phenomenal company. They have a wonderful product. They have several models to choose from. You can go to greenmountaingrill.com and look at all the models. There's a dealer close to you, near you. Very simple. Just check them out, greenmountaingrill.com. You know, we've got sauces, we've got rubs, and there's all kinds out there, and these guys are kicking out phenomenal flavors, flavor profiles, and they're all off the chart. I mean, when it comes to giving you the punch, the wow factor, the it factor, that's what you want in that one magical bite. When you turn that in, that judge, you want them to give, you want a 9. You want a 9 out of the call. So I tell you, these products, Junior's Rub for Grub, if you've not tried it yet, you're behind. You need to get on board, try Junior's Rub for Grub. It is a it is out-seasoning the competition. That is its slogan, and it is a fine rub. As far as sauces, you've got Dangles barbecue sauce. You can find them right there on Facebook. They have several flavors available, and I'm telling you, there's not a bad one in the bunch. Cajun sweet and sour, Cajun sweet and sour spicy, which does have a kick to it. That's one of my favorites. Habanero sweet rib sauce, also the pecan garlic, and here's one that you've got to try, the Cajun applewood jalapeno. Now, that's fire. They've got also a dynamite hot sauce, a grilling blend, and they've even got a dry rub. Also, go to danglesbarbecuesauce.com. Check them out. You will not be sorry. Mention my name, and you will get 15% off your $30 or more order. Also, if you mention my name on Green Mountain Grills at a purchase or you send them an email, they will send you a grill cover to go with your Jim Bowie a free grill cover. Just mention my name. So tell them Chris Chadwick sent you. Also, there's so many products, so many sponsors out there. It's just wonderful to have them. Country Boy Wood Pellets, I'm telling you, I got a pallet of hickory pellets in the other day. And they will put the smoke, the flavor in your meat. I can guarantee that. Country Boy Wood Pellets, check them out right there on Facebook. The number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number for every smoking show of the week. 347-202-0263. It's time to put it in your cell phone and save it. Barbecue superstars. Super shows every night of the week. Whew. I have been wide open all day, let me tell you. It has been under the gun, hammered down, rolling all day long. And I've just yet finally got to sit down, get the studio board kicked up. We've got the chat room up and running also tonight, guys. proud to have everybody in the chat room. We will get it up rolling. In just a few minutes, we've got several callers in queue already. Guys, y'all be patient with me. I had a late start. Like I said, I'm running a little late, but we're gonna make it. We're going to make it work and have a good time. I see a lot of familiar numbers up there tonight. Just push one. If you want to get queued in, I will queue you in, and we will talk smoke. If you haven't tried Talk Texan Barbecue, you need to. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. They have got several injections, several rubs. Very good product. Philip Lujan right there on Facebook, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Check them out. You will not be disappointed. Got to give a big shout-out to Grill Grade, Meat Rank, Maverick Industries. That's MaverickHousewares.com. Can't forget about Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. It is always, always good to mention Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. And so many of my other sponsors. I do want to give a big shout-out to Dan Udall, Chops, PowerInjectors.com. I mean, I was pumping that brisket up this past weekend with that big first-place call, baby, and brisket. That's right, with a Chops Power Injector with Talk Texan Barbecue injection. Injected in that brisket, and just turned out to be money. First place call. I'm proud of that. Had some great teams competing against, and proud to get that call. Also, we got to give a big shout out to Jim with Sweet Smoke Q. You talking about pork injections, barbecue sauce? Jim has it. He is setting the Florida on fire. I mean, he is winning comp after comp. Check them out. SweetSmokeQ.com. Let's get some of these callers queued in, guys. We'll come back and thank some more sponsors shortly. It's just all these great products. You've got to give them a big shout-out. Greatly appreciate all these products. We're going to queue these callers in right here. Let's see if we can get some queued in. All right, caller 662. You're going to be live with us. I'm going to get you called in, queued in. You're live with us. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, Steve Porter, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steve, welcome to the show tonight. How you doing? Whole lot of hog in the house.
Doing good, man, doing good.
Glad to have you with us tonight. Give me a sec. I've got another caller I want to cue in real quick. Special friend of mine, too. He is a great guy right there out of Florida. Caller 904, you are almost cued in. Just bear with me a second. While this takes its time, 904 caller, you're live with us. Who we got?
What's going on, Governor?
What's happening, my man? Tortoise Q in the house. Also, Mr. Blake Moody. It's a pleasure to have both you gentlemen in the house with us tonight. What is happening with you?
God damn, well, I'm watching my buddies post so much exciting stuff on the Facebook, man. There's a big rumor going around about Hog County. Barbecue picnic.
I don't know what that is. I haven't heard any kind of new news. Steve, you heard anything?
I think I did hear a little something about it.
Man, I tell you what, cat's out of the bag. That's right. You know, I've got to give a big shout out to Hall County Cookers. We did go and compete Barbecue Pitmasters this newest season, and it will be airing in May. We did get the final okay today to put it up, put it out, and get the buzz. So, you know, we, of course, this is something we've been waiting on to just mention a little about, and we finally got the okay.
I tell you, man, it is. How hard is it to sit on that dang secret tip?
Well, it's really tough. That's really some pain. Pain to sit on that, but you know, we did. We handled it, and we kept it quiet, but it's out now.
Yeah, they make you sign that little 24-page non-disclosure thing, too, where, that kind of makes it easy to keep your mouth shut.
With any show, I'm going to tell you guys, with any show, it's a lot of work. I respect those guys that do this. it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. Which barbecue, you know as well as I do, it's work anyhow. But then when you put a shell
right.
on top of it, man, it's dynamite. It's hammered down. It's wide open, and we just
right.
we just let the smoke roll and do what we're told and try to hit our marks and just make it the very best we can.
That's right.
But we had a great time. It was just an honor to be there, to get to finally do that, you know. And I just encourage everybody that wants to participate in Barbecue Pitmasters, don't get discouraged if you send an audition in. Send it again. That was my third shot actually trying to come on board and do that. And you just don't get discouraged. You just keep at it. You know, that's all I can say. You just got to keep at it and put yourself in there and make that video. You know, me and my daughter Presley, she shot the whole video for me. It was 3.5 minutes long, and we made that audition tape in about 3 takes, and there was no editing. It was from start to finish, one shot, one kind of deal, and that's how we did. And that's what I'm saying, guys. It's just like barbecue, and I've always said you can take a Weber, a couple Webers, and if you know what you're doing, you can go compete with anybody in a barbecue competition. It's not about all the money you have or all the gizmos you've got. It's about that knowledge and that want, that desire to go cook and put your best foot forward, try your hardest. And I firmly believe that, you know, so we just have to do it. Don't give up. If you want to participate, man, just keep making those videos, keep submitting them, and it'll happen sooner or later. It'll happen.
Yeah, Chris, there's not many sports today, you know, where you can go compete with the best of the best, you know.
You're right.
And you can,
Steve,
with this barbecue thing. You know?
That's right. You can go and roll in. I roll in Jed Clampett style myself. You know, I don't have a lot. I cook on a custom homemade pit that I personally built. You know, we pop up canopies. I'm thankful for all my sponsors. I try to represent them in the very best, utmost professional way I can. You know, when I go cook, I like to have an adult beverage like everybody, but we don't get crazy. We go and cook and represent, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. Shoot, I thought it looked like Memphis and May Spot over there when I came around when you're in Tupelo.
Well, I'm telling you, you know what? I'm proud to have all my banners, all my companies, you know, that helped me out, and I want to represent them guys just to the very best, and I want to set it up just as big as I can. And, you know, wherever I go, you look for those chili pepper lights and those little American flags on the corner of them canopies, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. They were packed up in my suitcase when I went and competed. So, you know, that's how I roll. I am what I am, and that's what I am, and that's what I did. And the chili pepper lights were up, and the American flags were flying high, and we were letting the smoke roll, cooking it up, just having a great time. I'm still sweating. I tell you what, it's been warm today. I mean, it goes from one extreme to the other in weather. This past weekend, we did have the Tennessee Barbecue Association Championship of Champions, our first cook-off, and it was. And I have to say, I'm proud to be a part of it. I think it was very successful. We had 17 teams competing. We had a huge fish fry Friday night and fed the masses. And that was courtesy of Tennessee Barbecue Association. We fed the masses, had a wonderful supper. We had a great time. We had a wonderful facility it was at. We cooked. It rained all night Friday night, but we had one huge pavilion that all 17 teams were under. And
oh,
we
yeah.
could have had
Hell,
more.
Yeah.
We could have had more under that pavilion. So the guys
yeah.
that didn't come, I got to say, they missed out. I mean, rain, it was a little cool, But rain, it was, it didn't bother us because we were under the canopies, you know, and we had some great teams there, some fantastic guys, and we just cooked it up and just had a good time, and I was proud to be a part of it, you know. It just, we had a goodie bag out of this world. We had sauces in there donated from several sauce manufacturers, several sauce companies. We had four or five bottles of sauces in our goodie bag. We had discount coupons. We had, there was candy in the goodie bags. The goodie bag was actually a nice, heavy zip bag, screen printed, Tennessee Barbecue Association, and also had a free shirt in the bag. And you also got a 20-pound bag of lump charcoal, courtesy of our sponsor, Frontier Charcoal. And we also raffled off a Green Mountain Grill. So, I mean, it was a dynamite show.
Damn it, man. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to go anywhere else. I mean, I had never been to another cook-off to have a goodie bag like that, or a show that way, or a supper provided for you. So I was proud to be a part of that. I mean, it was first class all the way, and anybody that says it wasn't, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, you you had a big part to do with that, too. You had some nice calls I saw, but yeah, that spread y'all put on Friday night looked pretty damn good.
Well, Barbecue Superstars was there. BSPN Sports Network was there broadcasting. There's a lot of video shots. James Brawner did a fantastic job, too. He was there cooking whole hog, did a whole hog, and competing also. And Cody and Kobe Archie were there both. As Lulu's in the smoke company, we had Charcoal Cowboys there. And if you're friends with Charcoal Cowboys, they're posting up. They're another team from Pitmasters. So we actually had right there, there was four teams that had competed in Pitmasters there at that cook-off. And then we had some fine grand champions from all over the state there as well. Just a lot of guys, a lot of great guys there cooking.
Absolutely, man. And y'all, and that's first year out of the bag too, man. That's a lot of work goes into that, and that's good that it, you know, came off you know, like it did, and that's a hell of an accomplishment, man. I'm if I was in Tennessee, I'd be all over that TBA, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, also Rob Merriam come down. He's also a competitor off Barbecue Pitmasters. So that was five different guys that did on Pitmasters. He was a judge. We had judges drive from Alabama to come and judge. We had KCBS judges, several KCBS judges there. We also had Tennessee Barbecue Association members there judging, and we had a few local dignitaries, you know, because it was held at the Henry County Fairgrounds. So we had an evened out judging staff. We had some master judges there. So, I mean, we had a good judging structure. It just really went off really smooth, and we had a great time. So I was proud to be a part of that. You know, we
had a good cook.
I'm sorry, Steve, what was that again?
I said, looked like y'all had a good cook up there.
It was. I've never been to Paris, Tennessee. Well, I tell you what, that's home of the world's biggest fish fry, and it's going to kick off this month, actually. And it's really a nice place. It's growing. It's got everything you would want in a city. It's a nice place. You know, we're going uptown when we go to Paris.
Yeah, I'm going to try to look up some of them TBA events.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. It's we're doing the very best we can. It's a lot of work. You know, we like to cook. We try to go and help these local festivities, these festivals, come in and help them. Then we have actually a TBA side pot goes for the members, you know, if you want to get into that. That's just an optional kind of thing you want to do. So you get a payout from the cook, and then you get a payout from TBA if you participate in it. If you're a member, you pay a member, you know, your membership, and you're in it for the rest of the year, and until the next, until that following year date comes around. So it's really good. We've enjoyed doing it. We've had a lot of, we've met a lot of great guys in it, you know, and it's just working real well.
Chris, I know out here in Florida we got the FBA, and I live in North Florida, so it's the GBA is just as close. But in my you know, limited experience or whatever, I found those organizations to be superior in several different ways than old you know, the huge nationwide organization, which I won't talk bad about them because, you know, they've been around a while.
Right,
but I tell you what, man, just the, you know, the feeling of walking around on a Friday night and just the camaraderie, that's kind of, I guess, what I imagine the, you know, the TBA is. And like I said, man, that's a hell of a first year for y'all to get that up and going. And, man, I encourage anyone to, you know, come out and,
well,
cook those.
You know what?
You'll have more fun of those. You'll have more fun of those events, as I'm going to say, than cooking the KCBS. That's just, it gets to be a little serious for what you're out there doing. So that's the feeling, or that's what I feel when I go out and cook those things.
Right.
But, oh, man, it's, you have a hell of a time at the TBA, I guarantee.
Well, like I say, we work hard to do it. We don't know everything. We don't profess to know everything. We're just trying to do it right. And, you know, of course, you're always going to have obstacles. You're going to have somebody that doesn't like it or doesn't, well, I'm not, you know, but that's in life. You know, we can't please everybody. But as long as we try to please the whole as a whole, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to continue on. We've got a lot of great people involved. We've got guys that are joining every day. You know, no, we don't have millions of dollars. We don't have thousands of dollars. We do all this basically out of our, you know, out of from nothing, and we make it something. And that's just what, that's how we work it. That's how we roll. And hopefully we can continue on and become bigger and stronger, strength in numbers, and we can have more. But, you know, one of the things a lot of them say about that is, well, it's not over East Tennessee. Well, no, it's not. We've got to have somebody over there willing to help us. You know, I'm in West Tennessee. I'm not driving. I can't drive 5 or 6 hours to go over there and do it. You know, I just can't afford to. So we've got to have help. We've got to have people willing to help us. You know, that's what it takes. And until that, you know, we can't go over there. So, you know, that might be an issue for some people, but I'm sorry, you know, until we grow and we have more strength and have people willing to help. You know, I can't do it all. Chief can't do it all. So, you know, we do as we can. So if that's how it works, that's how we roll, that's what we do. Hey, guys, let me welcome this caller in. This is a friend of mine from Texas, caller 806. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hello.
I had my phone muted because I didn't want you to hear my kids screaming. I just wanted to call and tell you congratulations. That's amazing, friend. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm just real folk, and we just try to do all we can do. You know, I've got to do a lot of fun stuff this past year in the barbecue world. You know, I finally got to go to Texas and meet and make friends there and have a wonderful time. And I've been on Pitmasters, and I've met people from Mississippi and got friends like Steve Porter right here from a whole lot of hog right there out of Tupelo, aren't you, Steve? Aren't you there in Tupelo?
Yeah, well, I'm just about 20 miles from Tupelo in a little old town called Pontotoc, but I claim to be from Tupelo.
Well, that's all right. I would, too. You know, and then got Slade Moody right there from Florida. You know, we've got friends everywhere, and I love it. I mean, that's just, it makes my days, you know, and I'm glad to have you with us. Are you gearing up for Brass Fest? What kind of, I know you're just working on that all the time, aren't you?
Yes, it's my life. It's basically all I've been doing lately. But, yeah, we are hitting it hard and heavy this year. We've got lots of different things going on. You know, we're in the process of getting a golf cart. It was it was donated to us, and it's getting customized by a man that's famous here in town for things that he does. His name is Jason Hill with Hill's Hot Rod, and he's going to get that going for us. And we just handed it to him and said, here, do something with breast cancer, and he's going to get that going, and he's actually going to have it premiered at his open house that he does every year, and then we'll auction it off. Tickets are going to be about $10 a piece, and then we're working on getting our sponsors and all of that good stuff, trying to find some bands, get them lined up, so it should be a fun time again.
I know it. I mean, it'll be here before you know it. It's already April, and you know, August will be right around the corner. Are you finding it a little tougher to find sponsors now from last year, or is it about the same? You know, as far as your responses and what you know, what kind of answers you get from sponsors.
We get a ton. I mean, 20 something little sponsors. You know, when I say little,
right.
I mean nothing's little, but the smaller,
right.
The smaller level, which is like $250.
Sure.
The bigger ones, which are about $1,500, are hard to come by. But with ESPN coming, it's not as hard because they, you know, they want that exposure. And so, no, I mean, it's not hard. It just is very time consuming because I feel like if I'm going to ask you to give me $1,500 for my organization, I'm not going to call you on the phone. I'm going to go
right.
see you. And I have,
right.
you know, three children. And my best friend Ashley that does this with me has a home daycare. So finding the time, I think, is harder than anything. So,
Barbecue
know anybody, send them my way.
I will. Barbecue is 24/7, let me tell you. I mean, when you get into the sport, I think these guys will agree. When you get into the sport and you start thinking barbecue and you start thinking cooks, and I mean, you're thinking it's not a day goes by that you don't talk or discuss barbecue. When I was president of the girls' softball league here in town, it was every day I was softballing. And it's the same thing with barbecue. Every day I'm barbecuing, whether it's stalking it, working on something, planning for the next event or what. I think everybody, all the listeners out there tonight can relate to that. It's about barbecue. We discuss it, go and talk it every day. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. Right now I'm in the works with some new sponsors, some big sponsors. Had a big marketing company contact me not long, just day before yesterday. And now they want me to do want to represent a product and put it out there and put it in Cook's magazines and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's really blowing up. It's really going crazy around here for me, you know, and I'm just my old self. And, you know, sure, I'll be glad to help or whatever, you know, I'll do it, you know. And that's just how, you know, good things come to people who try. And I firmly believe that. And it all comes around. So, guys, y'all just keep kicking it out. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. Keep treating people good. And it'll come back to you, I promise.
Well, if you need an agent, keep me in mind, okay?
I will. Hopefully, I will be there at Breast Fest this year. Again, I'm counting on it, really, really seriously counting on it. So if everything works well, I will be there in the house. We will kick up a little dust and have a big time, and BSPN will be there. We'll rock it out because as you will see in May, I'm not shy in front of that camera anymore, so we just have a good time, and we will let the smoke roll.
Yeah, we're excited. We're very excited to have you, and hopefully some people from some newbies that, you know, haven't been here before. I'm excited about it.
Right. That's what it's all about, spreading the word, making the event bigger. You can't make it better because it was great last year, but just bigger and have more people participate. More people involved. That will be the key. I know, you know, and everybody in barbecue, they want to wait the last minute before they register. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, we only had one entry fee last year before it started, and this year we already have one. So I think it's going to be much bigger this year.
Well, that will be good. Just that you know, it's going to, yeah, no doubt it'll be bigger. That's the Breast Fest, and it's August what again?
8th and 9th.
8th and 9th. Right there in Lubbock, Texas, Buffalo Springs. And it's a nice place. It's a real nice place. We need to have paddleboat races this year.
I was thinking about having a speedo contest and getting you and John Reeves out there. How about that?
You got it. Yeah. Oh, mercy. Guys, I tell you what, you need to, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a great place to have a barbecue competition. And it's I mean, it's on when you get there. I mean, it was, what, 80 what teams last year?
It was 63.
Okay. And your this year projection, I mean, it's going to be 100 plus. I mean, it's going to be huge. I have a feeling it's going to be awfully sharp, large. And as long as we have a golf cart or something we can make it to a turn in, well, that's a pretty good spread right there.
Yeah, there was a guy last year that was almost late turning his in, and he was driving, and he was speeding, and he got a ticket from the lake.
I remember that.
So, anyways, Fred, well, I've got to feed my children, but I just wanted to call and tell you congratulations. I'm very happy for you. I knew you could do it.
Thank you.
So.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jennifer, and call back anytime and tell us. A little closer, Breast Fest. We're going to put it out there, so keep calling back, and we'll keep spreading the word for you.
I will. I'll keep it updated. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening. Stay with us all you want now.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, guys, yeah, that is a great cook. It's like a Tupelo cook, but it's surrounded, you know, it surrounds the lake. The cook surrounds the lake area. And it's fun. It's a great place to be, I'm telling you. So what is next, guys? What's next on your events? What's your next cook, Steve? What's your next cook?
This weekend we're going up to Somerville, Tennessee to cook the KCBS contest up there. It was kind of a last-minute thing after the Tupelo contest. We decided to go there. I'd never even been to Somerville before, but it's not that far for us, about 89 miles. So we're going to go up there and see what we can do.
Now, is that the Moose Cook? Is it at a Moose Lodge? Is it a KCBS
Cook? Yeah, Moose Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it KCBS again this year?
Yeah.
And that is when? Is that 18th and 19th of April, isn't it?
No, it's this coming weekend.
Okay.
That'll be the 4th and the 5th.
4th and the 5th. Well, all right. Man,
that's what I need. I need to be making sauce instead of talking on the phone. But internet, man.
You can make sauce later. You stick around with us and we'll pass a little time and just have a good talk. Do you make most of your own sauce?
I do, yeah, and the injections and everything. So,
well, that's all right. That tells you you're a cook. What about you, Blake? Have you got anything lined up in the next bit?
Yeah, man, we cooked last weekend. It wasn't too spectacular. We're honestly just trying to stay out of the weather. But, man, we've had our busiest year so far. And, shit, next month we're cooking two events on the calendar so far.
I know, it's crazy. You don't think you can swing one and then you have two or three you want to go to and then you actually go and do it. I know exactly what you're talking about. We got some guys over in the chat room. I just clicked over there. You got Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey's Barbecue, and you got Jason in the house, too. Jason Adam, how's it going, guys? I hope y'all doing all right tonight.
Yeah, we
Stacey
did.
Stacy Lawler says, I had to see what the barbecue pitmaster had to say. Oh, hell.
That's right.
Oh, mercy.
But I'm sorry. I, I, t- tell you.
Rock it out.
No, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's barbecue, man. It's fun, but it's work, you know. And we only did, like, you know, comps our first year. And we, you know, we did, we only started that second half of the year, and then, like, two or three last year, and we've done four already, and then we've done twice, you know, two times this month.
Right.
That wear a damn fool out, I'll tell you that. You know?
It will, and if you're a fat one like me, it'll even double wear you out, I'm telling you. It would kick your tail, no doubt. I mean, today has whooped me hard, and I mean, it's been 75, it feels like it's 100 degrees outside to a fat boy, I'm telling you. This weather, like it is, I don't know what I'm going to do when it gets 100 degrees. I mean, I'm going to melt.
Oh, Lord Jesus, that's, yeah. You got to tell a Floridian about that, man. That ain't no bullshit.
Well,
I'm going to tell you
what I do. I put an air conditioner in my tent. My canopy that's enclosed. I put air in
yes,
there.
Sir.
And
yes,
it
sir.
Works fairly well. But you were saying on these new ones, these new events, what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing this year, and we're doing this just, we're just trying to get better. You know, we're fairly new or whatever, and this local smoker builder, he just moved into town. He probably came in last year, or whatever. But he's putting on like this series. It's like 11 cooks this year, and it keeps us busy, and it's it ain't too much of a entry fee, and it's close to the house, but Tortoise Q, we ain't really an old machine. You know, we can cook and stuff, but you laugh about being like the client that's we just throw shit in a bucket and then head down the road and then try to find the easy up that's not broken. You know, we're down to one, and that's a pretty leaky one, but man, we're trying to be a slick team like Hog County. We get there.
Either one.
Are all the seasons the same?
Yeah, they're the same. Well, that's pretty awesome. I tell you. Thank you. Have a good one. I'm back with you. I apologize about that.
No, you kidding, man. We're just trying to. It's so close to the house with these events, and literally, we're just trying to get in some reps, man. Because you know what I mean, like the best cookers out there, they just done more cooks than you, you know. But, you know, that's how you're gonna
better yourself.
That's how you're gonna be good, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's what you gotta do. You gotta keep cooking. Steve, how long have you been cooking?
Well, I've been serious back on this barbecue thing, probably 7 or 8 years just cooking around the house. I had a barbecue business back in the 80s. So I got tired of working 7 days a week, so I went and got a factory job for a while. And then, about 7 or 8 years ago, I picked it back up, and I've been going full steam ever since, you know.
I know,
started competing, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, and started out. We did one or two here and there, you know, maybe do one in the spring, one in the fall. And so this year we kind of decided we wanted to do a little more. So, but the problem here is there's not that many cook-offs, you know.
Really?
You almost have to do KCBS and MBN, they're just not that many. The KCBS, I think, is like 6 contests in the state of Mississippi this year, so it's not that many around here, you know.
Well,
so you either
got to
go north Tennessee or go to Alabama or.
Right, right.
Yep.
Well, you just going to have to put that trailer in the wind, son, and come on to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Come cook a couple TVA events. You're going to be in Selma. How far are you from Baller?
Well, I've never been to Bolivar either, but it can't be over about two hours away, I wouldn't think.
Well, I tell you what, they're gonna have a nice cooking ball for the 18th and 19th of April. I think the entry is $75. The TBA side would be at the most $75, and that's for a double payout. It'll be a 30-40 team cook. There'll be probably 15 or 20 TBA members there cooking, so you'll have two payouts. It'll be a great show. Will cost you a lot. It's not far from home, and it is not too late to get in.
Well, I need to check on that.
Yeah, go to the TBA website. It's posted up. The flyer is posted up, and check it out because it's, like I say, it's not far. It's not very, where can you go and compete for $150 and probably try to win $6,500.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, yeah, that's pretty awesome there.
I mean,
I'd be interested in that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You get involved with the TBA, I mean, we're not big time. We're just regular guys trying to make something happen. But
y'all doing
a
four category contest like KCBS?
Well, our championship was four categories, yes. It was 30-minute intervals. You had 5 minutes before to turn it in. That's it. You had a 5-minute window to get it in. And,
yeah.
Wasn't five before, five after. It was 5 minutes before turn in. And 5-minute window, 5 minutes. We did all four categories. We sure did. Chicken ribs, pork, and brisket. But now Bolivar will be three categories, if I'm not mistaken. Be pork, ribs, and chicken.
That ain't bad.
Nope, it's not. It's good cook.
Where exactly is Bolivar? Is it just east of, like, Somerville? Do you know where Somerville is?
It's in between Jackson and Memphis.
I'll have to look it up, see how far it is.
It's a good show. It's a good cook. They're set up for you. You got water and electric right there by you, whatever location. I mean, it's a nice place. They do a good job too. So it's a good cook.
Steve, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said you had a restaurant a little while ago, and shut her down because you work 8 days a week, for 20 hours a day or whatever. Did you pick that up or did you just start comp cooking the last couple of years? You pick the restaurant back up?
No, I didn't. But I'm actually fixing to launch a mobile barbecue business. I'm actually waiting on my job to end now. I've already got the trailer pretty much put together, and so I've just been using it for comps right now. But probably by the end of the summer, I should have the mobile business up and running, and I'm going to use it for both,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
thought probably about doing a lot of festivals and stuff in the summertime, and what I hope I can do is maybe only work 8 or 9 months out of the year,
Heck yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work, but that's the plan. We'll see how it works out.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I tell you what, I will have to say, he's got his trailer fixed up really nice. He was a Tupelo. And that trailer he had that pit rolling, that trailer decked out, and he had it set up. Now I'm telling you, it was nice.
Man, that thing makes competing so much easier. I couldn't get over that because that Tupelo contest was the first cook we had done out of it. And man, we were tickled to death. Of course, just to be dry and be inside and have a sink with hot water, and yeah, it was awesome.
Makes a lot of difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I took it last week. I'm ready to put it on the road. I put some brand new tires on it. So we're ready to haul it up and down the road now, man.
Good. I wish you the very best for that. You know, that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All of our barbecue friends all over who we talk to, whether we talk to them once during the show, during the week, or we talk to them three or four times a week, you know, they're always cooking. They're always doing some private catering, private cooks, or they're always doing, you know, doing a trailer, a food trailer. They're working barbecue regardless all the time. And it's a lot of work. It's not just go grill something and there it is. There's a lot of work involved, and I respect each and every one of you. It's hard work, and there's a lot of time and dedication put into that. And just keep it going, Steve. You can do it. I have all the faith in you. You can handle that, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, people ask all the time after they see how much work it is, they ask, are you crazy? Why do you do this? Well, I mean, why would you? I mean, because you love doing it, you know? I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother's one of the worst ones, but she'll come sometimes and help wash dishes or whatever at a contest, you know, and she'll say, I just cannot see why anybody would want to do this. But I enjoy it, man. I like the smell of smoke and be a part of it.
That's right. That's exactly right. We all part of that big old barbecue family, I'm telling you. No doubt about it. We're all in it, and I guess we'll always be in it until we. Until there's not any more Q, and I don't see that happening. So we're gonna roll, and we're gonna let the smoke roll until the fire is put out.
Steve, you can't beat that camaraderie. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's awesome, yeah. Man. Yeah, I've met a lot of good people in the. At these barbecue contests, you know, and they'll help you any way they can, and you in turn help them any way you can. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
You know, you got the people there, it's just a party, and then you got the serious guys that are there, you know, and then you got some that's kind of in between. But, yeah, we like to have a good time, but we're going there to try to win the contest, you know. We're not there for no party.
I know it.
I think we're in between.
But I do like to have a cold one. I like to have a cold one on occasion.
Oh yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I tell you when I really need a cold one is when you get to your site and you get it all where you know as far as you can put your stuff and you got to start unpacking it. That's when I need a cold one. I don't want to do none of that shit. You know, Steve's got the right idea. He just pulls up. He puts a little lawn chair out. He takes him a nap, but he's ready. But
ready.
Shit, I pull up. You know, I'm like, all right, I got to undo all these bungee cords. All right, first things first. Where's that cooler at? Set her up.
Coolers. Pop the tent. Pop the canopies up. Set the tables up. Get the totes out, get the electrical cords out, hang the lights, hang the flags, get your seasons out, cut boards out, tables clean, you know, get it all together, get to hang the banners, light the pit. I can go on, guys. And, I mean, it's every time, and we always wind up taking twice as much as we need. And I'm going to get this figured out one of these days, hopefully before I get too old. That I can't do it anymore. I'm going to figure it out where I can go and not kill myself and not be prepping chicken at 3 o'clock in the morning for the next morning, making boxes.
I tell you, man, I done got that chicken prepping. I do it on Thursday night before the contest, no matter what.
Well, I've got to be truthful. I didn't even have chicken Thursday night. I went to our grocery store. We only have two grocery stores in town. Our grocery store didn't have any thighs. So I went to the Walmart in our next town over. They didn't have any chicken thighs, okay? Friday rolls around. We head out. We stop. I guess it's Corinth, Mississippi. It's where we stop at Walmart there. what to expect. And when I opened them up that evening, they were monsters. I mean, it was huge. And none of them were the same size.
Yeah.
And they had fat all on them. And, you know, a good chicken prep takes a little while. And when it's extra fatty and extra, oh, it's just terrible. But I prepped them all up, and that's that picture I posted. You know, I made them look pretty good, and I missed one spot on one chicken thigh. But I made them look pretty good, and we got a respectable score on them, and they were good. They just weren't spicy enough, in my own personal opinion. But this past weekend, I kicked up that flavor profile. I found some different chicken that I really liked. I prepped it up. They were all I cooked. Let's see, 16 pieces of chicken. And 17 pieces of that chicken, when it cooked up, were almost identical. I mean, they were all uniform, and that never happens. The chicken god was smiling down on me because 17 of those 18 pieces were almost identical in shape. They looked good. They were uniform. They had an awesome flavor. They had the right heat to them. They had the right softiness to them. And I'm not bragging, but they were good chicken. I was really proud to kick that out. And I tell you what, by 0.32 is what we missed first place with. If we would have had a 0.31 more or a 0.33 more, we would have won first place. So we had some rock solid spot on chicken. And, well,
that's what I need to come to Tennessee and watch how you do there.
You know what
chicken,
I do?
The last few contests, man, I struggled with this darn chicken. Man, I thought the chicken in Tupelo was awesome, but, man, them judges just don't like it for some reason. I don't know what the deal is.
Well.
So we're changing it up this week. We're going to try something new this weekend. We're going to try the other guys. He's got an idea of how he wants to do it, so we're going to let him run with it. I'm doing two categories. He's doing the other two categories, and we're going to see where we go this time.
Well, I wish you the very best. You know what? I'm scraping the skin. I don't scrape my skin anymore.
Yeah.
I actually shave the fat off the skin.
Yeah, I've heard
I use a 10-inch butcher knife, and I shave the fat off the skin. And that's no lie. I finally got that down. I can shave a skin pretty quick.
Well, this fellow, that's the way he does his. He says he shaves it with a butcher knife or something. I'm an old scraping man myself, but, of course, sometimes I don't even scrape it. It depends on how bad fatty it is, you know. I try to cook that Sanderson Farms chicken. I like the Sanderson Farms chicken better than the Pilgrim's Pride. Just seems like it's not quite as fatty to me.
Well, I tell you what. I just can't say enough about that. I agree, the Pilgrim, that's what I cooked in Tupelo. It was just monstrous. I mean, it was just horrendous. I mean, I want to say the chicken I cooked this past weekend was Sanderson Farms. And, you know, it's just over the butcher counter chicken, but it was all, they were all uniform. A little scraping, a little trimming, and voila, I had some nice chicken. I mean, I got my time lined down on my chicken. I got my sauce set on my chicken. I got the right combination of sauce. And I'm going to tell you, I use Daigle's. I use Daigle's, a combination of Daigle sauce to dip it in, and I mean, it's just fine. I mean, it puts a bite, it puts some sweetness, it puts the full flavor in it. And I can't tell you all the rubs I use, but I put
the fine. Hey, whoa. Hey, you can tell me and Steve. It's just
Steve
right now.
Too. Yeah, that's right. Ain't nobody listening.
Nobody's listening to this show. I'm telling you.
tell us in order, Chris, in order of appearance.
They're used to me on this show. Nobody's listening to me on this show, that's for sure. hey, guys, we got another caller. I just
I just got my refresh, my board. We've got another caller. Let's get them queued in. Let's see if I can get this queued in. Just bear with me, caller. 731, that is a local number. I'm going to refresh this board to get you queued in. It'll take a minute or two. But I just can't tell you all the stuff I do to that chicken. Because the man that was 0.32 points ahead of me on chicken is on the other line, and we're going to cue him in right here. Welcome him to the show, too. My brother and yours. Let's see if we can get it queued in. Come on, guys. Well, here we go. It's working now. All right, caller 731. Goob, you live with us. What's going on tonight?
What's going on in the barbecue world tonight?
Man, I'm telling you, we're just talking a little smoke right here. We've got Steve Porter from Whole Lotta Hog right there out of Mississippi, and we got Mr. Blake Moody, Tortoise Q, with us right there out of Florida.
Blake and Steve.
I think we lost him. Goob, you with us?
I'm in.
Okay, all right. What's going on with you? How you doing tonight?
Man, I am sitting here on the side of beautiful Kentucky Lake and watching an awesome storm and tornado go by.
Really? Really?
Yeah, it moved a little north of us. And Ale's on the swing set playing and having a good time, and it's pretty awesome light show.
Well, we had a little lightning a little earlier, and luckily we don't have any of that right now. No power outages, that's for sure. Because, guys, we have a power outage. All my little battery-operated things are charging right now, so we might lose. We might end the show early. But have you recovered? Have you recovered from this weekend?
Man, I tell you, actually, it was just a battle. Of course, I didn't get on the first part of the show, so I'm sure you told them that we had a day lose. I did a little bit today. Monday I got done and went to town, and it didn't feel worth nothing. I had to come back home. But I had my partner, Kenny. I just talked to him all ago, and he's been up all week on that ball. The barbecue life's rough, man. This is for the big boys.
Well, he worked hard, too. Now, y'all didn't get to check that out, but y'all can go to barbecuesuperstars.com and watch our whole event in segments. And Goo put on a whole hog exhibition and cooked the whole hog on that new Gottwood cooker that was really, really nice. I mean, a nice big machine. And him and Kenny there, they cooked her up and did a fine job on that whole hog.
Well, we've got an inch and a half rain. I mean, I talked to some guys today. They said, well, it's an inch and a half and two or three. But we had an inch and a half rain there at the fairgrounds and cooked that hog. I asked some people, said, is it an insulated cooker? I said, no. I said, I don't think after this weekend you'll need an insulated cooker. It's not designed like that. 40 degrees, inch and a half rain, wind blowing 25 miles an hour. Man, I've got to hand it out to those TBA guys. They was tough MFers.
Yeah.
Any other place, hey, those guys weren't champions and didn't know how to deal with it. They would have loaded their crap up and went home.
Well, it did rain. It rained its tail off, and we were so thankful to have that big on and over, so that just made it so much better, even though it did rain. We had that canopy, and it was so nice. Huge, huge canopy. All the teams were underneath it. We was sitting in their lawn chairs underneath the canopy, just having a good time. And
are awesome, man. And they provided that for us and stuff. But like I said, we were out there dealing with that whole cooking that whole hog and everything. The fire barrel, we done it old school, fire barrel, and whole 9 yards. And even though we were under tents and canopies and stuff and up on open overwood, it's got a lid on it and everything, it would just hit the counter. After about 10, 12 hours, it was hitting the counters and just splashing back just the mist off of it. I finally realized, I thought, I'm soaking wet. I'm soaked to the bone. It never got in the rain. So, I mean, it was just one of those evenings.
Well, you're right. It was, but we wound up having a fantastic show. We had a fantastic time. We had BSP in there covering the event live. We had a fantastic meal. We had some fantastic trophies. All the cooks were fantastic, the volunteers, the judges. We had a great, great time, and I just can't even say how much I appreciate everybody. It was just a great show.
Yeah, I've never, and I've not been at this long, 4 or 5 years, but I've never actually ever been to any worse than the world champions or anything that they actually put on that good a show, and they sure did. Henry County invited us in here and welcomed us and stuff, and they've done an outstanding job. The TBA done an outstanding job, and I was real proud. I was real proud to say I was a TBA member.
That's right. I'm telling you, it was special. We did a fantastic job. We just kept on. We're just gonna keep on and do all we can. Now, I tell you, the guys, this right here is my second hand. He was right there beside me. I mean, he was my backup. He was right there blowing smoke at Pitmasters. Goob, did I tell you we can post pictures now? We got an email earlier. We can put pictures up and post pictures. I can't wait to see.
I seen my pit beast on there earlier, and he posted on there, so I knew we was legal. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
we did have fun, guys. I'm telling you, that ranked right up here with the daggum thunderstorm and rain we had this weekend. Let me tell you, these guys out here on these reality TV shows, they earn their money. It's a tough life.
Hey, Goob, you can post those pictures, just none of them topless pictures.
Topless? Oh, my God, he was real deal. That little deal right there, old Goob, he's worked a long time, done a lot of radio, does a lot of writing in magazines and little local stuff and everything else. But that stuff there, I'm going to leave to the pros. That's not for old Goob.
Hey, man, I tell you this though, you and like I was telling Chris earlier, man, y'all doing a fine job of that TBA. If I was out there, I'd be all over that thing, and I can't imagine how much work goes into that. And the hall looks awesome too, man. You know, and I know you built that cooker, so congrats to all that, man.
We're working on right now. I've got a smaller unit coming out, a reverse flow. With a direct underneath it too, and it's going to be a small. It's going to be like a 20x40 unit, but the TBA, it's a passion. You know what I'm saying? There is no way, absolutely. And I've never worked for anybody in the last 20-25 years. I've always owned my own businesses, and this has been one of the hardest things that I've ever had to try to do or try to compete or try to complete, not compete, but complete. There is just so many people out there, and you're relying on the public as your business or as your – they give you the yes or no, you've done a good job, you've done a bad job, and it's been kind of tough. But we've really done a good show where, you know what I'm saying, Chris and I and stuff, I was really proud. You can go on the Barbecue Superstars and watch the whole thing and you see what the show was put on, and I think y'all would be proud of us.
Yeah, it looked good, man. That's my buddy does. He just promotes just one event for the FBA and the work that goes into that and all the pre-planning and just the constant phone calls. You got to the questions you got to field. Y'all, first year of the TBA, I commend y'all on the work that was accomplished, and it looks sweet, man. It looks sweet. So Yeah. Standing ovation, my brother, both of y'all.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People don't realize that, you know, and you know, some people do that's ever been involved. And church league softball or whatever stuff, but anytime people don't realize that when you come in the community and you're planning on drawing 150, 200 people, the law wants to know why you're there. You know, you just don't pull up on somebody and they start running extension cords off of them or water hose and think that that's yours. You have to clear it. You have to go in. You have to get permission. You have to follow their codes and their rules. And so it's a major thing. We started on this competition, whether we ever announced it or not, 2 or 3 months before the competition was ever on.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like I said, you just can't start wheeling people in town and tell them, you know, you have to get permission. The law has to know that you're there. You have to thank the people, they get us prepared for it. You know, there's codes and stuff you can do that people don't realize. You know, I mean, I understand that we didn't do as well as we thought we did because of the rain and all that stuff. But on the other hand, we were planning on having, you know, 30 teams in town. Well, you can't bring that many people in town and not let people, you know, 30 teams times 5, and not tell people that all these vehicles and all this stuff is the TBA. And they say, who's the TBA? You know, you got to let them know what's going on.
Nah, you do all those work, and that ain't even part of it. It's not even the work of, you know, firing that pit up or getting that pit over there or anything to
No, you
have to just stay out of the law.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the cooking or anything like that. No, I'm talking about the month and a half, 2 months we went in and not necessarily borrowing the money, but getting permission and getting help and the radio stations and the TV ads and, what are you going to say? Who's going to say it? It's just a whole lot, you know, and I'm very proud of our first year. And I'm tickled to death that we've done a good enough job as the TBA, that we represented ourselves well enough that they're more than willing to have us back again next year. And that says a whole lot. You know, when you're dealing with municipals, I mean, multi-million dollar municipals. Next week, you doing kind of what you said you do? Put on a pretty good show. We can't wait to have you back next year. I thought, man, that's cool. And it is.
Yeah, and you know, the first thing you got to tell them is, look, Chris Chadwick has settled down since his days as a roadie for Motley Crue, and he ain't like that no more. He's way more chill. He don't got the arrest record that is on the public records. That ain't him. That's a different guy.
That's the black brother. They know. Both of them. Chris kind of notorious. He's well known. I had to go get some of my boys out of jail the other day. I seen his picture up there. That was a joke.
That's right.
Oh, well.
Nah, y'all did good, man. Y'all did real good.
And we did try. I swear, if anybody's upset with her, it didn't like the show that we had going on, next year, are we going to do Henry County one more year there? And so we can start right now planning. So I know the next year's show will be twice as good as this year's show. But after that, we'll be hunting on. We need to put it on. And Henry County kind of stepped up and made us a benchmark. We kind of made a benchmark ourselves. This is what we're willing to do, and this is what we expect. So it's going to be awesome. Hey, 5 years down the road, we're sitting here talking about it. We're going to have to find Little Vegas, and we're going to put a show on. I guarantee you.
Nah, there's always going to be naysayers, man. Y'all, you know, y'all started this thing from scratch, and I guarantee, you know, 95% plus, you know, enjoy themselves will come back to you, and you'll have a bigger group than last year, and there's always going to be people bitching, you know. There's always one out of two out of freaking, you know, 200, but
Nah, it's not good. Most of it, I think we pretty well
converted everybody. This was a, you know, it was kind of a shot in the dark, and we got her done. You know,
yeah.
If you the shot was last March, third of last March, when it was snowing and it was 21 degrees, and we invited our friends and stuff to come in and support us, and we started right there. And this,
yeah, we made it happen then. Hey, guys, hold on a minute. Let's welcome this caller in. We've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, in queue on the line. Let's get Lance involved in all this. Come on in, Lance. Join us all. We got Steve Porter. We got Blake Moody. We got James Brawner in the house. And now we got Lance Moore. What a combination, guys. I'm telling you, we're in trouble now.
Hey, boys.
Oh, shit.
Listening.
What's
to
going
all
on?
Not much, man. Not much. Trying to get ready to go do a little competing this weekend.
Yeah, you're gonna let the smoke roll this weekend. No, hold on, guys.
Mr. Clear.
Hey, Mr. Clear.
All right, I'm back with you. Yeah, Lance is going to have a big show this weekend, right, Lance?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to have – actually, we're going to be competing the next 2 weekends. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm ready. I am ready. So
– this is going to be your first comp, isn't it?
Hamburgers. Do what?
This is going to be your first comp, isn't it?
Well, technically, it'll be our second comp. You know, we competed down at Helotus in January. You know,
that's
that woods took off.
Right.
But it feels like it might as well be our first one because it's been so damn long since we've done it. I'm kind of considering it my first trip this year out this way. So I'm excited. I'm ready. We got meat last night. I'm trying to get the trailer ready.
You go Friday morning, Friday evening after work. What's your plan?
Well, I've got to, that was my plan. I got a phone call last Friday. They needed somebody to cook some hamburgers for the Relay of Life over here. So I'm going to stop and cook hamburgers for them, about 100 hamburgers, and then I'm on the road. So that's kind
of
my plan.
You got this new pit figured out now, so I don't see you having any kind of trouble.
No, I mean, I shouldn't. I mean, of course, you know, I hadn't really cooked anything competition really on it, but, I mean, you know, I've been cooking a lot of food here lately, so I don't, you know, I think brisket and pulled pork, because we're having to do pulled pork this weekend, I feel, and ribs, I feel pretty good about. I don't know. Hadn't done many half chickens on it, so we'll kind of see how that goes. So,
well, you know, you always pull your other rig behind your new rig.
Yeah. Hell, that's bad enough right now. My truck's at the gas station. I got to pull over and see it.
It's going to feed me. Fill me up.
Another 4,000 pound behind it. I might not make it.
Oh, mercy. It says feed me. Fill me up.
Yeah.
Every gas station.
Yeah, and pretty much hit about 6 miles a gallon what I've been getting to.
Six
miles a gallon.
Well, this rig weighs 50,000 pounds. I mean, how much rig weighs, Grant?
My trailer weighs, I would imagine now that I've got everything on it, probably just a little over 9,000 pounds.
Ooh, big girl. That's a big girl.
That's a big one. Yep.
Yep, I named it. Matter of fact, I gave it a name last week. I finally decided, you know, everybody's got a name for the pets and the rigs. So, you know, since she's
what's
pretty red, I'm going to call her Big Red.
Big Red?
Big Red.
Oh, isn't that some kind of text name that was a text, Big Red text or?
Hey, yeah, Big Red. I mean, Big Red, that's pretty synonymous, you know. Pitmaster Robert Sierra and Big Red, you know.
Yeah, I know that Big Red. I know, that's like, yep, Big Red.
Let's see. Big red.
Well, hey, Lance, at 6 miles a gallon, you may want to call that thing the Burbs. Like that
yeah,
old
no
Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just shoveling money, that boy.
Yes, you know, I've got about a 30-gallon tank, and it likes that gasoline.
Lance is supporting the economy. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, you know, somebody's got to do it out here, by golly.
You're doing his part.
That's it. So, well, I found out the other day, you know, I went through all the nonsense here a while back, getting it inspected and all the titling and licensing and stuff. And it's quite an ordeal here in Texas to get this done if you build a trailer from scratch. And so I was talking to one of my buddies that's a DPS DOT officer. And so he asked me about this other inspection. I said, no. I said, no one's really said. I said, I've heard it, but then I've heard not. And he said, oh, yeah, you got to have that too. And I was like, really? He's like, yep, you got to have that one too. And so I spent another 2 hours that did not have another inspection yet on
really?
It. Yep. So I think maybe I've been inspected and I've spent enough money with the state of Texas that, you know, I might be legal going down the road.
Well, I tell you what I'd have done. I'd have just stuck a tag off a beat-up trailer over there to the side, stuck that tag on it and rolled until it got caught.
I did that for a little bit, but you know how it is. I mean, you know, they catch you. You know, you never know. So, as far as the cost for the inspection, it wasn't but $15 for the inspection. I mean, it was cheap. It's just, you know, finding out and finding who can do them and all the other nonsense. It's all the other crap you go through. You know, cost-wise, it wasn't bad. So I hope maybe now I'm done.
Well, I bet you will be for a while. I tell you what, it's just exciting. You know, you've got a new trailer. Steve's got a new trailer. I don't guess I'll probably try to go. I try to go as light as I can because there's so much stuff you have to haul and do. I know the trailer might be easier sometimes and it might be harder others. I don't know, but it is definitely a comfort to have one. It just takes – when I was using the trailer last year, I used the trailer plus I took all my stuff, so it was twice the work.
Yeah. That would be
– You know, it was twice the work. I set all my other stuff up, plus took the trailer. So I had to stock the trailer, plus all my other stuff, and work around it in between it. And, man, it's just taking two canopies, pop them up, and just roll with it. It's pretty nice, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I understand that part of it, too. I mean, there's parts of it that is nice that, you know, I'll have a canopy with me this weekend because, you know, we'll have family and friends, and I think I've got a couple of guys that are actually cooking in my campsite, so some of them are just bringing some UDSs and stuff down there this weekend. They're traveling
right.
A lot, so I'll have my big canopy, and they can pop it up, and, you know, so I kind of have room for everybody. But, you know, that's kind of the nice thing about that is, too, is that, you know, I've got all these stainless steel countertops that, you know, you can have two or three guys in here, you know, even prepping if they want, doing their stuff. I mean, so, you know, that ain't a big deal either. So, you know, there are some advantages and then there are some disadvantages. Yes, sir.
Lance, you're being too nice, my brother. You're being too nice. You roll up in Big Red. You tell them that, you know, only the West Texas Pitmasters barbecue organizations can use them counters. You tell them they'll pop up to get out your tent, you know?
I tell them, Moody said, my God, get your butt out there.
Here's the next question. Here's the next question. Lance is going to answer it, and I know it's already in the works. I know he's planning on it already. Tell me, Lance, what's on the side of this trailer? Have you scanned it yet?
Have I scanned the side of the trailer?
Yes, actually putting a wrap on it. That's what I mean. Have you wrapped it yet?
No, I have not wrapped it. It does have.
Have you thought about it?
Yes, I have. that's a fairly expensive process. That's why right now it does have my logos on it. They're about 3 foot by 4 foot, so they stick out pretty well. And then, you know, I had one of those, when we had the pit built, you know, Frank Cox built my pit.
Right.
We had one of them signs, you know, like on the jambos and stuff, put on the back end of it. And my wife was following me the other night when we were coming in from, you know, selling barbecue. She said, man, you know, at night you can't see that. And I said, really? I figured headlights and stuff, you know, would see it. She said, no, it's really dark. So I put a dome light up in the back now to where it's got that lit up on the back end. And got my air horn. It's I've got it all remote controlled now, so I can, matter of fact, one of my neighbors tonight was coming by the house, and so I was sitting in the house, and I blew the horn at him. I thought I'd like to put him in the bar ditch. I've got a train horn mounted up underneath it with about 150 pounds of air pressure sitting on it.
I can see you doing that. I can see that. I can just imagine.
Well, yeah, you're still looking around like, where the hell did that come from?
No train tracks. No, get off the track.
Nope.
So the Lance is rolling through with big red.
And
I tell you what, if I make it back to Lubbock, Texas this year, I can't wait to see it.
Well, it'll be there. It'll be there. No, you know, it's been one of those things. I mean, it's been a good thing. It has worked out well for us, and I enjoy it. I mean, you know, it has, you know, just like you said, I mean, Chris, I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages, and, you know, there's more to deal with, and you know, fuel and stuff like that's more, but, you know, there are some comforts and stuff on that other end of it, too.
Chill.
So... You know.
Have you got bunk beds in it? Have you got bunk beds in it, or
no? I didn't have room for bunk beds. So what I did was I've got me a cot that I can put out in the floor. You know, and so I can just fold it out and sleep right here as I need. And you know, and then I got my guru and all that, and I can turn that thing on, and I've got it to where it'll show up on the TV on the inside. So you know, I can sit there and watch temperatures all night. Not have to worry about it. My, you know, I'm waiting for the pitmaster season to kind of get started. Yeah, that's it. I'm waiting for the pitmaster to get started because I'm going to download it. You know, I'll have it playing in here, you know.
Well, maybe something will be going on, you know. Somebody will be letting the smoke roll. Who knows? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It's out, and it'll be on in May. I mean, the series starts in April, but our episode won't. They probably saved
okay.
The best one for last.
There you go. Well, I know how that is.
So, oh, I'm just talking. I tell you what, though, we had a great time, competed to get some great guys, and we loved picking each other and smacking each other a little bit, but we all cooked, and each team respected each other, and I mean, we just had a great experience all the way around, and it was a wonderful experience. It was a lot of work, but a wonderful experience.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, that's just, you take it for what it is, and that's what it was, and I'm thankful to be on there this year, and you know, I'm just me, but I had a good time. I did have a good time, and thankful I had the opportunity to be on.
That's what it's all about. Have a good time. Like I said, like we talked about, been on fellowship with your brothers and cook some Q and, you know, hell, that's, you know, I don't know. It don't get any better than that, buddy.
Well, you know, it's just, it's what it is. And we did have a great, we had a great time. And it was just a huge time. I mean, I just can't say it enough. But it's just like doing this blog talk show. This right here, we talk barbecue. We've talked for 2 hours for a year, going on, I don't know, a year and a half. And it doesn't get old. You know, I'd like to cover new things. And, guys, I'm always up for suggestions or any kind of things you want to bring on to the show. We'd love to have, you know, I'd like to talk a little
just lighten it up a little bit. Let's get some people involved. I always share it, you know, because it's just not my show. It's y'all's show, too. You know, I always welcome. Anytime you call in, you're going to be on if you want to be on. That's a fact. So we just want to keep letting the smoke roll and keep doing our thing and have a good time with it, and that's just what it's all about.
Well, there you go, man. There you go.
No, I've had the chat room up. I've had the chat room up, and, you know, this evening, it's been a busy, busy day. Actually, I cooked some ribs today, too, on the Green Mountain today.
I've seen that. I've seen that you were plugging them out today.
Yeah. And, well, we did that last minute. We just wanted to work on our ribs because I'm going to just be completely honest. I told us. You know, my ribs I cooked this past weekend were tough as shoe leather. I don't know what it was. It was the rib or what. They had a dynamite flavor and they had a beautiful color. But they were tougher than shoe leather. And if our ribs would have just laid down halfway, just halfway through the field, we would have brought that grand champion trophy home.
When I was looking at the results there, you know, when you were posting that stuff, I looked at that and I thought, man, you know, what happened? And, you know, of course, yeah, I didn't see all the results, and so I knew something in there went awry on you. But, you know, that's, I know how that
our
is,
pork,
man. That's,
our pork was fine. I'm telling you, our pork was fine. I was really expecting a call on pork and didn't get a call on pork. I mean, I was proud of that pork box. I mean, it stood tall. The pork had a good smoke ring, a good pink color. It had a flavor. It was moist. It was tender. The money muscle was phenomenal. I took Danny Kugel's pit bulls up in smoke barbecue school. Guys, I'm telling you, that's a good school. You learn something. You really will. I mean, all cooks do things differently, but that's a good school. I've got to give a shout-out to Danny, I mean, because it's a good school. I mean, it's an online class. You sign up, you get in touch with Danny, and get that class. I mean, it's a good school. I had them butts shaped up. I don't like trimming and wasting any kind of meat. But I'm going to tell you something. It pays to trim that stuff down, make it uniform. You get a more even cook out of all your different pieces of meat. It pays to do that. You can save the meat, don't throw it away, but I'm just one not to waste. I never have wasted anything. Yep. I'm the one having to buy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to.
Hey, them pork prices are going crazy, man. You better save them.
Good school, and, you know, I did trim it all up. Hey, guys, we got another caller. Let's see if I can get them queued in real quick and get them in. They've called, and they're queued in, and let's see if I can get them queued in now. Give me just a minute. Caller 248, and I'll get you on. As always, we appreciate everybody calling. You know, I hadn't give a shout-out on that number tonight like I usually do, 347-202-0263. Lance, have you got that number memorized?
Yes, sir, I do.
Blake, do you have it memorized?
Nah, man, I got a cell phone that memorizes it for me.
Oh, that's wrong. Steve, you got it memorized or programmed in your cell phone?
Well, I about got it memorized. I just keep forgetting to call in.
Well, you better keep it. You know, Steve was live, large, and in charge at Tupelo with us. He did the show Friday Night Lights. Y'all go back March 14th and 15th. We did a show that night. Steve was on. Had a lot of great guys on. A lot of Pitmasters talking the smack, letting the smoke roll. Let's get this caller queued in, 248-320. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
This is Baby Gorilla.
Baby Gorilla. Rob, welcome to the show. How's it going this evening?
Good, sir. I had a great time with you today.
Wonderful.
Was very good. Huh?
How was the ribs?
Yeah, they were very good, very good. That pellet cooker is very good. You gave me some brochures today. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm going to go back home and try to sell you a couple of them for you.
That's good. I tell you what, this is a good friend of mine, guys. He is from what part of Michigan? down right here in McKenzie, Tennessee, and we let the smoke roll together today. We cooked those St. Louis cut ribs. We trimmed them up. We rubbed them down. We did the stew to them. We did them competition style. And I tell you what, they were really good. If we had cooked those ribs today, this past weekend, we would have had that grand champion Nolan's Custom Trophy. Nolan's Custom Smokers built the trophy, and we would have had that trophy, and we would have brought it home because the ribs we cooked today were off.
Yes, they were. They were awesome.
I mean, they had the fire, they had the heat, they had the sweetness to them. And, you know, we didn't smoke them like we usually do, and we put the heat to them bad boys, cranked it up, and cooked them out, you know. I'm going to tell you something. Overcook a rib, people worry about that biting, seeing the bone, it turning white and all that for a perfectly cooked rib. A lot of guys wind up undercooking them to try to get to achieve that. If you overcook them, they will look at that better than they will undercooked. So my tip for the night is overcook your ribs. If they fall off the bone, that's what half of them want.
Yep. Because that's how most of them eat them anyways, you know.
That's it. And I've got a rack I'm going to have for supper here shortly. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to tear into a rack of ribs and have a cold beverage with it and can't wait. You know, we don't eat barbecue every night. You know, some nights I have a salad and maybe some shrimp, something light. But tonight, boys, I'm going to eat barbecued ribs. That's what I'm going to have. So, Rob, you just keep working on what you keep working. We're going to have a different barbecue class the rest of the week. So whatever you decide what you want to do tomorrow, we'll do, and then we'll go
from
there. All right.
Whatever you want to do, buddy. I'm learning something new every day.
That's all right. Take it back to Michigan.
I'll take it all back north and show them how to cook.
Well, you know, every region's got their own style. Just like the Texas boys, the Florida boys, the Mississippi boys, the Tennessee boys, the Michigan boys. We all got our own different style, and it's all right to share the love and show them a little different style sometimes.
Right. Try and let the smoke roll. We'll see what we can do tomorrow if it doesn't rain.
That's it. Let the smoke roll and rain. We're going to let the smoke roll regardless. Rain, smoke,
all right.
Sleet, lightning, we do it any way we can. Ain't that right, guys?
That's it. That is it. I'm actually going to run some tri-tips this weekend for the boys just to eat, just to kind of snack on, too. So that's kind of so what I've been doing for the guys here the last year or so. I've got a couple tri-tips, and that's what they're going to get to eat. Won't be having fajitas this week. We'll be having tri-tips.
Well, how do you cook your tri-tip about medium rare?
Yes, sir.
You cook it.
Grill
yeah.
That bad boy, you know, get a little bit of smoke on it, not much, just a little bit. Get that thing good and hot, sear it down, season it like a steak, cut it thin on a bice, and I mean, it's good stuff there, buddy.
Yes, it is. It sure is. Yeah, that's one thing we can definitely say right here, guys. We eat, we cook, we eat, we cook, and we eat some more. We love to eat. We love to eat good food. And that's what it's all about. We all have that passion of eating and cooking and just appreciating good food. And that's what it's about. That's why we barbecue. That's why we go eat. That's why we smoke. We grill. We cook in the kitchen. Most of y'all, do y'all cook in the kitchen too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to have that kitchen. You've got to have that kitchen background. And you've got to have some knowledge of the kitchen before you have a good knowledge of a pit and cooking outside. I mean, because it goes hand in hand, and I'm a firm believer in that. I'm not a chef by trade, but I sure have loved to be. But we love to cook, and we love to make it good, what tastes good. And we definitely have proven that, and we can all do it, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. No, I think you're right about that, Chris. I mean, it does. It starts out, the kitchen starts out when you're young, and you know, that's just some of those development things that, come along. I mean, like my daughter and like your daughter, too. I mean, she'll have a competition next weekend. She'll be cooking, and, that's good for them.
It is. My daughter's going to do some 4-H cooking. That's something that I'm a big supporter. I love to support things that do for children. And 4-H has got a grilling competition, I think, this year. But I can remember as a child being in the kitchen with my grandmother and my grandfather cooking. And I can still remember my grandma making the best macaroni and cheese pie you would ever eat in your life. And it was a pie. And it was more than just macaroni and cheese. I mean, it was delicious. And I still, to this day, and that was years and years ago back in South Carolina. And, and then cooking in the kitchen with my dad or with my mom growing up. And I think, that instills some things. And my oldest two daughters never really spent time with me in the kitchen, and I really regret that. I hate that. But my youngest one loves to cook in the kitchen. I mean, she'll get up on Saturday mornings and cook breakfast and bring it to me in bed. She loves to cook, and I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of my older daughters. They just don't cook like my youngest one, and maybe one day who knows, but they're very smart. They're great in books, but they don't do much cooking. But my youngest one, she loves to cook.
Well, and I mean, that's just what you said. I mean, I grew up the same way with my grandparents, and you talk about macaroni and cheese. I think the fondest memory I have of my great grandmother is when you walked in that kitchen and there were toy screens on the stovetop, and there was nothing better. She could always cut greens really well.
Right.
And, your job was to come in there and sit down and to eat. And that's what we did.
Right.
And
there wasn't no, I don't like this.
Pies. No,
there wasn't
you
no, I don't like this or I don't want that. It's you sit down and you eat what's prepared for you.
And that's kind of a funny thing, because, with my grandparents and stuff like that, there was not anything really that, I didn't care for. But, now with my parents always loved liver and onions. And that was one thing.
Right.
Of course, you had to eat it. And, I'd take that thing and I'd cut it as small as pieces I could, douse it with ketchup and swallow it whole. And, it'd constipate you for a week. But it's like, I think out of all the stuff that I've eaten all my life, that's probably the only thing I never have had the taste for. Some people love it, some people don't. That's just liver and onions has never been my thing.
My mom could make the best liver and onions, I'm telling you. I would eat it up. Beef liver and onions. Loved it. I'm telling you. There's not many things, by looking at me, you can tell there's not many things that I don't like to eat. I'm telling you. I'm not picky, that's for sure. What about you, Blake? You got any kind of special things you remember back grandma's house or mom or dad cooking that you really enjoyed cooking? Are you, Steve? What about you? I think Blake's doing something. What about you, Steve?
Oh, yeah, we used to do kind of like you're talking about with the grandparents and parents. We was all the time cooking in the kitchen. I remember liver and onions. I hadn't had any since I was a kid, but I always liked liver and onions.
I did, too. Ooh, good thing. That was like, if you ever heard of Jerry Clower. Y'all ever heard of Jerry Clower? I know you have, Steve.
Yeah.
Liver and onions were laughing. I'm telling you. Oh, that's how you do. Oh, you do that. Yeah. I'm telling you. Where was he? Iuka, Mississippi. Iuka.
We were talking about him the other day. You know, hadn't heard that in years. And matter of fact, to tell you what, who we were talking about, we brought Derek Flowers up. Have y'all ever listened to Roy D. Mercer?
Roy D., yep. How big a boy are you?
Yeah, that's it. And we were talking about that, and we got on the subject of Jerry Flowers because, you know, he was another one of them. I mean, you just, you know, you can listen to him all day long. And, some good old clean fun.
He was a great. He sure was. He'd talk about Marcel Ledbetter. He would talk about all of it. I hadn't listened to him in years. I think I'll have to go on YouTube and listen to some Jerry Flower tonight.
He was great.
Reached over and I remember that one. He reached, Grandmama reached over and slapped him in the head. And I told you to lick that fork off before you put it back in there. Oh, mercy. That's just good old-fashioned real. Yep, it sure is. That's what barbecue is. Well, you know, I could ramble on. I guess people get tired of listening to me ramble on, but I could talk about stuff like that. That's old-fashioned values. Barbecue's got a lot of that. There's some values instilled in the barbecue community. There are a lot of good stuff instilled, you know, and some of the stuff is a little different. You know, it's there too, but overall, proud to be a part of it. Proud y'all all call in, support me. I try to do the same for y'all, and I really appreciate all the friendship you give me, and you know that's what it's all about. And I appreciate it all, guys.
Well, that's mutual, buddy. That is mutual. So, you know.
Well, how far west do you go in barbecue competitions?
Me?
Yeah.
Lance is going to come to Nashville, Tennessee next year.
That's my plan. My plan is coming back east. And, we went to Las Vegas, Nevada last year. That's as far west as I've been. And so far competing, I've been as far east as and north as Kansas City at the American Royal so far. So.
Yeah. Well, I was looking. I got an uncle that lives in Hobbs, New Mexico, and he said something about them having a big competition out that
yes.
way. You know anything about
yes, sir.
It?
Yep, I sure do. It's going to be September the 12th. A man named Mark Bateman's been putting it on, been pushing it, and they're going to have a $30,000 payout.
Well, that's what he said. I thought he didn't know what he was talking about.
No, it's going to be a $30,000 payout, and it's going to be sanctioned by the FBA. Florida Barbecue Association is sanctioning it.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to have to check that out. That's a long way to go for a barbecue contest. My goodness, $30,000, that'd go a long way towards some gas.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and it's about 155 miles from me, so it's not far.
I didn't think I'd be far from you.
So, matter of fact, Chadwick, we're doing, BSPN and Andrews. Andrews is only about 20 miles from Hobbs.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, they're all right there. And then, you know, Andrews is about 40 miles from Midland, Odessa area. So it's all kind of right there in that area. And
I ought to get Chadwick to meet me in Memphis or something, and we bring the trailer and come on out to the Hobbs, New Mexico, man, 30 grand.
Ooh. Yep.
There you go.
And we're gonna have BSP in there. Daryl's coming out. We're gonna do barbecue superstars there also.
Yeah, I was gonna try to talk to Daryl about it. He sent me a flyer on it, and I saw where Daryl's name was on the flyer. So I was gonna try to get in touch with Daryl about it.
Yep.
But I figured you'd know something about it.
Yes. Like I said, he called into my show here. I don't know, a couple months ago. And I actually sent me a message on Facebook. It's where I met him. And wanted to talk a little bit about it. And he called in that night. And I think it was actually the night that Daryl and Angela and all that stuff kind of sprung on doing the BSPN stuff on more of a regional basis. And so I had three contests out here sign up on that deal. And like I said, he jumped on board, and him and Darryl worked it out for the FDA because he wanted something that was going to, you know, show all the places and, you know, for everybody. And, you know, Darryl's wanting to kind of get into where he can film and stuff back here in the judging area, and the FDA, you know, has been allowing him to do that. So that all worked out. And the FDA had told Darryl that they would sanction it anywhere, that, you know, if they're willing to do it. And I mean, that thing went fast. I mean, so it's going to be it'll be a good one.
So, how many teams good. They usually have out there? I bet there'd be a bunch of teams there for 30,000.
Yes, sir. Well, and it's limited to 150 teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chadwick knows, you know, we average out here, even out in my part of the world, we probably average 50 teams to contest, if not more. We get several of them, they're over 100. And, you know, so it's very rarely that we have a little contest anymore. You know, we have a few that are, you know, 25, 30, but don't have a lot of them.
Right.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
That sounds like it's, yeah, it'd be one heck of a show right there, no doubt about it. But you can go to, like I said earlier, you can go to barbecuesuperstars.com and go to the BSPN link, and he's got several of the videos up on the website now, things we were doing and stuff that was going on, and we was glad to have him here. You know, we had a good show, and he come and did all that, and I think he had a real good time too. So I was proud to have him here, and you know, he travels distances. He works hard at this, and
yeah,
I mean, you know, it's eight 9 hour drive from Spartanburg to here. So, you know, he loaded up, come on. We was proud to have him. Did an excellent job. We'll have him again one of these days. Well, guys, I hate to tell you, but we're out of time. It is 2 hours. I started a little late this evening. I've just been behind all day, but I sure appreciate you, Steve, and you, Blake, and you, Lance, and, of course, Goob, and had Jennifer call in earlier and had a few others call in, and appreciate everybody calling in, listening in. You know, guys, this show is all about you and the Q. I've always said that. I didn't even do any promos tonight or anything for the show. I was just behind, and I do apologize, but we had a chat room up, had a few people in the chat room, and I've enjoyed talking to all of y'all. Just have a good time doing this, and we've got to do it again next Wednesday night. Be sure to come on Facebook, look at my page, Chris Chadwick. I'm going to be posting up some more pictures in a little while. I got the email today that we could start posting pictures and spreading the word that we have been on Pitmasters, and can't wait for the episode to air. We're ready to watch some Barbecue Pitmasters, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Go to Barbecue Pitmasters. .com or Barbecue Pitmasters on Facebook, Destination America on Facebook, Twitter, Destination America. Check me out right here on Facebook or Twitter. That's C Chadwick BBQ on Twitter. Guys, I know y'all all tweet. I don't do much tweeting. I don't know what you do on Twitter, but we all try to post and do some of that stuff. And of course, right here on Facebook.
Yeah, I
got to
get a Twitter. I don't have a Twitter.
You better start tweeting.
The best way to do Twitter is you can go into your Facebook account off your Facebook page, like your team page, and there's a deal in there that you can tell it to like push them into Twitter. So like anytime that you post something in Facebook, then it'll automatically post it into Twitter. And then you don't have to mess with both of them.
So, yeah, I think I do that.
That's how I do it.
So.
That way I don't have to mess with all of it. And gets it out there, I guess. I don't know, heck. I don't know if it works or not.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. Well, I tell you what, we've had a great show. I sure appreciate all of you. I really do. And, you know, just all our shows, guys, you know, we all do this show every night of the week except Saturday night. We've got Sunday night. It kicks it off right here with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Lance is on from 7 to 9. Monday night, you've got Chris Fulmer in the house. And he starts his show at 6. It's from 6 to 8. Tuesday night, you got my very special friend, Lori Frazee. She is a wonderful person, guys. Now I can say, you know, she was my backup right there when we did Pitmasters. She helped me out tremendously, and she is a fine person, I'm telling you. We've got her doing a show Tuesday night from 6 to 8. Wednesday night, I come in and do the show from 6 to 8. Thursday night, you got John Reeves coming in doing his show from 6 to 8. And back Friday night, you got Daryl coming in, usually doing a Friday night live. And then back Saturday night, everybody's resting. Sunday night, it's wide open again with Lance Moore. So we've got a full week, every week, of barbecue talk. You know, we just basically, my show basically goes wherever my callers take it. And that's the way we roll. That's what we do. And I love to have all this. I love to have all this camaraderie, guys. Y'all just call me anytime. You know, I'm a phone call away, and I appreciate all of you. So I'm gonna give everybody a chance to shout out. We'll start out with Steve. Give us your information and where you at, Steve, and your team name, and then Blake, and then Lance. You can finish it up for us.
Hi, Chris. Enjoyed the show. We're at wholelotofhog.com, so look us up on Facebook. Got a Facebook group called Whole Lot of Hog, so be sure and look us up. Check us out at the competition. Come up and shake our hand. Meet us. Be glad to talk barbecue with
you. That's what it's all about. I appreciate you, Steve. Thank you for calling in, okay?
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blake Moody, you're up if you're in the house with us still.
Oh, I'm here, Chris Chadwick.
All right, brother.
I'm here. I'm going to give a little shout-out to the TBA. I like to call them a young FBA. Man, that championship y'all put on, man, I'm telling you, that was like a fire. Congrats to you, Chris, personally, and your team getting on Barbecue Pit Masters. That's an incredible achievement. You are, that's a very small group that gets to be on that show. So, man, y'all lit the fires and kicked the shit out of them tires.
You got it.
And shout out to Lance Moore, man. That's a hell of a Sunday show, you know.
Thanks,
that's a hell of a barbecue rub, you know.
Thanks,
you got it.
By the way, Lance, I'm going to be hitting you up for some more of that rub. I'm getting a little low. But
okay.
Besides that, if y'all want to find me, just look me up on Tortoise Q on Facebook, just like the turtle. And appreciate you having me on, brother. Congrats, and y'all have a good one.
All right, Blake, appreciate it. I appreciate you calling in. You know you're always welcome. I hope you have a good evening, good rest of the week, and call me anytime.
Thanks, brother.
See you, buddy. Right.
Good night.
We'll talk.
Thanks, Blake.
All right, guys. Well, I want to give a shout-out to everybody and all of our sponsors and everything. And you can find me on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters. Like Chadwick said, we've got a show on Sunday night, so I'd love for everybody to listen in. I think we got our scheduling snafu taken care of this week, so we should have Brad Orson in the house. He sent me a text yesterday morning, and so I think everything we're set up. And so everybody tune in Sunday night. We'll have a good night. Thank you all.
Lancer, I appreciate you calling in, and y'all be sure to check out Lance's show on Sunday nights. He's always smoking, putting them smoke signals out with that West Texas Pitmaster show, I'm telling you. He's always got something going on, no doubt. And we're just here to talk a little this, talk a little that. We just go wherever it leads us, and we love to have all of you participate, all of you call in. And we just have a lot of fun doing it. And I appreciate each and every one of you. This is Chris Chatton. Let's Talk Smoke. We have been letting the smoke roll tonight, and we always
before competition, we're going to kick that tire, we're going to light the fire, we're going to let that smoke roll and have a big old time. And y'all just call me anytime, get in touch with me right here on Facebook, Chris Chadwick. We do have a group, Let the Smoke Roll, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Show. Join that group, guys, if you're listening to me. Join it. We'd love to have you. Just follow us, whatever we need to do. We'll be here for you if you need. You know, we're not the best. We don't know everything. We say that we're the best, but we don't know it all. You know what I mean, Lance? We'd love to that we can hold our life to anybody. So if we in any way, shape, form, or fashion help, give us a call. We'll help you out. We'll do all we can do for you. And I do appreciate everybody calling in. Everybody listening in, be sure to check this out on archives. We do always have every show archived each week. People come back and listen to a show from last year. You can go to barbecuesuperstars.com or blogtalkradio.com and check out our shows. We're keeping it real, keeping it fresh, and that's what it's all about. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to get hog wild one more time, Lance Moore. We're going to be in the house, and here we go, hog wild.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.